22 gallon. I think the Buick's got a like an 18 gallon tank.
That's hilarious.
The Explorer's got a bigger gas tank.
It's an Explorer. That's an SUV.
Explore my balls.
Coming at you live in the past from Bellingham, Washington, this week on Flag Time.
Anyway, welcome to the first ever unprecedented episode of the Flag Time podcast, where we're live at the Waterfront Tavern in Bellingham, Washington.
Hi. Hi, guys.
So for everybody here that doesn't know who we are three automotive mechanics that have some kind of a following on social media that decided to do a podcast. We've got 31 years of experience as automotive mechanics between the three of us.
Yeah.
And the tagline of the show is, it's an automotive service podcast that talks a lot about not that. So we end up going on tangents.
We talk about car stuff and we get like annoyed about the automotive industry.
Talk about car stuff for 2 seconds and then it goes somewhere else.
Yeah, right. We'll make sense. We'll have like a topic for like the first 5 minutes of our episodes, and then I'll usually just argue with people.
Yeah, that's pretty much what happens.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just an idiot.
We get to see how unfunny we are.
I mean,
in front of other people. So
speak for yourself.
Speak for myself.
I'm funny.
Anyway, so I think a good thing to talk about for the first part is just the last few days that we've had here in Washington.
Yeah, well, like...
I mean, you live here.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Sterling, what's it like here?
There's a lot of yelling going on.
There's a lot of yelling. I think we have to just deal with that because there's...
Yeah, it's a bar.
It's a bar.
I know. It doesn't bother me. I
don't think anybody's ever done a live podcast at a bar before.
Yeah, they have.
They have?
Yeah.
That's a thing?
That's happened.
Not okay. Abnormal, apparently.
I mean, you put a mic in front of anyone, that's like drunk at a bar.
True.
Podcast. Yeah.
What do you think, Endangered Man?
What? I'm confused. But yeah, last few days have been fantastic. Like, the topic for tonight is going to be the different car scenes in all the local areas.
Car ecosystem.
One, our listeners, and two, us, because we're not from here. He's from Texas.
No, I am.
Yes, you're from here.
I lived in Bellingham for 2.5 years during COVID, and I had two cars stolen from me. I had my apartment broken into. I had my cars broken into. Yeah, twice. So, like, five total incidents with thieves. So, like, I don't really...
having a party over there.
Yeah. I was living behind Safeway, so that was not the best area.
Yeah.
But I love Bellingham, though. I lived here... I mean, my girlfriend in high school went to college here, okay. And I used to come here all the time.
Okay, yeah.
I made a lot of friends, and I really want to move back, but...
You've ran into so many people that you know
here
already.
The economy's bad, so I can't really move up here right now.
Yeah, right.
Everything's expensive and bad.
Well, that's the thing. Like, yeah. I'm originally from Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Yeah.
That's a military town.
Yeah.
And just talking about the car scene in this area, I've seen cars that I've never seen in my life.
Yeah, I know.
In the 3 days that I've been here.
Yeah.
I've driven cars that I've never seen in my life.
Yeah. Like, what the hell is a Toyota Progre?
Yeah.
He's got one. We drove, today we drove an Alto Works Suzuki, a Toyota Progre,
a
very nicely built Miata, and a Miata. I drove my Roadmaster. It's a cool car. It's right out front. It's parked out front.
The Roadmaster's outside.
Yeah, it's out front. Don't key it, please.
Don't key it.
Or do. I got insurance. Don't do that.
Is there a camera out there?
I don't know. Nope. I have no idea.
It's not keyed now. We'll find out if it is.
But yeah. It's a little bit of feedback noise.
Feedback. You're good. Don't worry about it.
Hell yeah.
I've never talked in a microphone in front of people before, so bear with me if I seem a little shy. I'm also not drunk, so...
Bro, that help? One beer.
I mean, I just had a beer, and I just had a shitload of coffee.
Take a sip of that.
All right, they didn't card me at the door. I'm 19.
Tip your bartenders, everybody.
Yeah, please. Tip everyone that is involved with and alcohol, please.
And letting us do this here.
Tip people. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know who's the blame. Who's the thank for, I don't know who owns the VR, but thank you for letting us talk and be idiots here.
I get to be dumb in public again.
Yeah. I mean, I'm dumb in public anyway. I just...
That we're dumb on the internet. That's about the same thing.
Well, I mean, I'm just dumb in general.
Same. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, what are we going to talk about?
Let's talk about cars. That's the whole thing.
The
that's
car. The show.
We've seen 37 Honda Fits in the first 24 hours we were over
more
here.
More Fits than I've seen in my life.
I mean, 37 of the best cars ever made is pretty cool. Yeah.
Because, like, where I'm from, it's a military town. Nothing but domestic muscle cars.
Should we maybe talk about our background a little bit? Because nobody here knows really who we are.
True. Okay. Well, I did say that we have 31 years experience across each of us as automotive mechanics.
Basically, we all started making content on Instagram, and they all of our accounts blew up, and then we started talking to each other and being like, well, we could talk about our experience in the automotive industry.
This is episode 84 of this now. We've been doing this for 2 years.
We have a podcast that we've been varying levels of quality.
Yeah.
We started off just talking on our phones, basically. Well, I started talking through
I think you were the
phone,
only one with the
microphone. And you had... Well,
he had a gamer mic.
He had an actual...
Well, I've done YouTube stuff, so that's why I had all the equipment already.
Yeah.
But getting you guys on, that was the gradual part.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I am a 6-year experience Mercedes-Benz dealer tech.
Yeah.
And you have, like, how... Where?
My birthday... on the 30th of August was my 16th year as a
16. Okay, that's way more than we thought.
Yeah. So in high school, I had a job at my local garage just changing oil and cleaning cars and doing all that stuff. And, I ended up getting more responsibilities and then finding out... that I could just work. I was like, I'm making $9 an hour doing this. And then another shop offered me like 12. So I was like, okay, I did that. I worked there for a while. And then a shop offered me like 25. I've never gone to college. I've just been a mechanic for all that time.
Yeah.
And I'm at this point in the industry where, like, I'm really good at what I do, but I feel, like, burned out.
Yeah.
And wanting to, like, do something on my own. So I'll probably do that within, a year or so.
I've done it long enough to be able to do that.
Yeah, so, yeah. I'd like to... I mean, I'm married, so I do that anyway.
Stop being depressed, Sterling.
I'm not depressed. I'm just tired.
We're doing a car show. Lots of hot chicks there, Mr. Bean.
But they're big. Okay. Anyway, your experience with...
So anyway...
Don't say where you work, because...
I'm not going to say
where... Don't say where he works. We can't bleep it out here.
Oh, okay. Okay. I can't dox him online.
I just work at a shop that does most things.
Tires.
Yeah.
I've been at the same shop for like 10 years.
Think of tire chains, and it's one of them.
Yeah, there's like 8,000 of them. I've been at the same one for 10 years, and it's just five at work, that's all. I have a great time at work.
So there's way more than 31 years of experience between us. I put the wrong numbers in.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
bro doesn't know math.
No, I don't.
That's why he works on
cars. Basic math is hard. Yeah, that's why I work on cars.
Yeah. So,
anyway, that's us. You can find us on Spotify and Apple. We have 500 five-star reviews on Spotify.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
Big number.
So,
this episode's going to be on it. So, yeah. We're not live streaming this. This is still going to be edited.
I thought we were. So, I told everyone we were.
No, we're not live streaming this. There's too many variables.
Sterling lied to people.
They'll figure it out. They'll be like, what are you... Where's this... Where am I watching it? I feel like there's feedback.
You got to point it at your face.
Like this. Like your microphone.
I hear like a...
Yeah.
Like noise.
Well, it's being recorded separately, so it's not going through that.
I don't know what's going on.
Okay. I'm just here.
PA system.
Beer.
So what's our...
the topic for tonight?
What do we got?
So topic for tonight is the automotive scenes, like I said at the beginning.
The third time you've had to say that.
Sorry.
Automotive scenes at our local car scene area.
Yeah.
So you would be this area.
Yeah, well, I mean, I haven't... I've driven to a lot of different places, and I've noticed that... I've noticed a lot more people here have more interesting cars, like more JDM cars, more enthusiast cars, cars that are older and like better taken care of. You go over to Spokane, you see like cars from the early 90s that are fine. Yeah. They're still driving around.
One will go by and you're just like, that's the original owner. Like, that doesn't
Well, it's because the people that own those cars know that everything new is just going to break. The second 100%. Like, I worked at the Honda dealership for
Mercedes.
I worked at... Yeah. I mean, yeah, but Mercedes, like, Mercedes are really good for a really long time, but Hondas have been, like, notorious for, like, just going forever on basic maintenance, and now, like...
Now they don't
do that. Don't ever buy a Honda Prologue, by the way. Big, don't buy a Honda Prologue. If you're looking into buying a Honda Prologue,
don't.
Pro tip of the day. Don't buy a Honda Prologue or a...
You can't say new Mercedes go for a long time because the heads on the four cylinders are a wear item now.
Oh.
You have to replace them every 30,000 miles.
30,000?
Yes.
Oh. You have to replace... You have to?
Yes.
Like it's a Bugatti?
Because the...
Like Bugattis, you gotta replace the wheels on.
The lands where the valves hit, where they're supposed to seal, they wear away. And you start having
like on a Dodge.
What?
It's made of Legos?
It's made out of a not good material.
Magnesium?
100%. Not that. No.
No.
That's too rich for Mercedes.
Wow, I don't want to drink that anymore.
You don't like ambers?
I've had too much liquid today. I'm going to blow up.
The piss factory is full.
Train. I think there's a train coming. Is there a train?
I don't know if this... This is the variables I was talking about before.
The what?
The variables. Big word. More than four syllables.
Variable. That is four.
That is four.
Flag Time will be right back after this word from our sponsor. Stealth Industries has partnered with me, Serrated Mobius, to bring you Speege and Flag Time patches. Now available over at stealthx.us. That's STEALTHX.US under the Serrated Mobius collection. Go get yours now.
This episode of Flag Time is brought to you by the Flag Time Patreon.
Oh, fuck!
It is? I thought it was brought to you by Unbridled Workplace Anger and Rage.
I mean, that too, but...
Bottom text.
Like...
I fucking love bottom text memes so much.
I mean, monetarily wise, Flag Time Patreon gives us funds to keep going and not end it all.
End it all?
So basically what you're saying is if you guys don't subscribe to the podcast, we'll kill ourselves.
No,
so
that's not.
I guess it's not?
No.
Oh,
if enough
okay,
of you
well,
subscribe to the podcast, we'll show peen.
I need to tell some people some things then.
For $3 a month, you can see us show peen. No.
No, not at $3.
No, not that.
For $3 a month,
at
you
least
can see
five.
Video versions of these episodes. For $6 a month, that's the second tier, you get to see bonus content, which also doesn't include us showing peen yet.
Bing bong.
Bing bong. For $15 a month, you can hear us say your name at the end of every episode, and you could also participate in specific listener interaction segments made just for you.
If you got the balls for it.
Bing bong. Subscribe to... What's the end fucking thing? The Flag Time Patreon. Subscribe today to see...
Did you just forget the name of the podcast?
I did.
We're back to this episode of Flag Time.
But yeah, the car scene here is pretty, like, I feel like it's very broad. I love the car scene in Washington.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
I've only been here for 3 days already.
Because, like, I used to go to car meets here, and there was, like, they'd be at the movie theater, and people would just, like, throw eggs at each other. And, like, But people were throwing eggs because people were driving like idiots just around the parking lot. And then the security would come and kick everyone out. And then we'd all go to like the Home Goods or Home... What's the Home Goods store over by the...
Is it called Home Goods?
At Home.
At Home. That's it, yeah. Like, before that was a place, we would all just get kicked out and we would all drive there. And then people would do donuts and, like, smart cars over there. Just fucking stupid.
Smart car.
Yeah, there was a kid that used to show up with a smart car with, like, a JL system in it. And he would just open the doors and just blast, like broccoli hair bass music.
I think they call that funk.
No.
Funk.
Yeah. The gym guy music. You know, the gym TikTok.
I don't
music.
Listen to funk though.
Yeah.
Are
yeah,
you
do.
Bumping yourself into that group?
Kinda.
Oh.
Yeah. Funk.
Yeah.
But yeah. I just took a road trip like all the way out to Omaha.
That and then we went the past episode.
And then we went down to like the Grand Canyon back up here. I wanted to see all the national parks. Me and my wife. My wife is from not the U.S. And I wanted to show her like a lot of the national parks and stuff that are out here because there's so many. And they're kind of not doing so good right now because of what's going on. But like we wanted to look at them before, you know, other stuff happened. But it was really cool. We saw no cool cars at all in Nebraska. Nebraska's...
It's there.
It's there. It's I mean, there. Like, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed my time there, but, like, I don't really want to go back.
No, that's completely understandable.
I didn't see... I don't know. There's, like, no performance cars or enthusiast cars. I don't even know if there's a racetrack in Nebraska.
No.
But
none of the big series race
there.
Hey,
Runza's there.
What did you say?
Runza?
Runs what?
Runza. Remember the video I made of that sandwich that I ate at that fast food place? So, if you've never been to Nebraska, there's a there's a fast food chain that it's fine. There's people that live there that I know that are cool. I mean, yeah. Usually, I mean, they live here now, but like,
exactly.
They moved
there's
away.
A chain in yeah. Nebraska called Runza that is basically like a shepherd's pie sandwich place.
What the
that
fuck?
Sounds messy. Is it got mashed potatoes in it?
No, I mean, maybe.
That's what shepherd's pie
I don't
pie
really
is.
Know. They call it shepherd's pie. I don't know. It's a fucking weird sandwich.
The Midwest is weird.
It's a Midwest thing. I don't know. I'm not from the Midwest. I'm from here. Well, I'm from Anchorage, but
Alaska.
My parents moved here before I was a year old. So like,
you're from here.
I'm from here, basically. Yeah, Washington. Washington's cool.
But yeah, like I said, the car scenes are.
But yeah,
I was
across the country.
Texas.
It was cool. He lives in Texas.
Hey, yeah. Texas, there's not a lot of like JDM stuff.
Point the microphone like this.
You
talk in the
me.
Microphone.
There's not a lot of JDM stuff like there is here, but it's all like everything is either super clean and well kept.
Uh-oh.
Oh, it's fine. Keep going.
Or it's.
Keep going.
Or it's really fast.
Yeah.
But there's like no corners around here. It's all straight line.
Sorry, it's our first time.
Yeah. Keep going.
So it's like.
Talk about the cars you see at Texas.
A lot of them are really powerful trucks. Like
yeah.
Whether it's diesel or just F-150s. It's like, oh, cool, that's a lowered F-150. Oh, it makes 1,400 wheel horsepower, and he daily drives it.
Hell yeah.
Why? Because it's Texas, and that's what people do over there.
Of course.
Oh, the GTR in the corner? That's the slowest car here for some reason. And that makes 800 horsepower. So everything down in Texas is just fast for no reason.
We should have wrote like an outline or something for this.
I mean, honest, well,
no,
we don't write outlines for these episodes.
Yeah, but because we're kind of like together. Wow, there we go. We're kind of isolated and like I don't know. There's not really anything distracting us.
True, and
distracting
because we're in a live setting. It doesn't feel like we're allowed to have any dinner.
Yeah.
So,
like, if I see somebody looking at me, I just stop.
Have you noticed
talking.
That I haven't looked out there?
Yeah, I'm looking over there. I'm, like, looking at the wall over there. Because I can't make eye contact with anyone.
You gotta kind of ignore that and just keep going.
Social anxiety.
Yeah.
Eric, what about where you live?
Fayetteville, North Carolina, the military town that has nothing but domestic like muscle cars. They all sound like trombones that you're just blasting it into. That's all it is. Like, people in the military, they're like, I'm going to get a Camaro or a Challenger.
Wow,
what a cool 7 APR. 37% APR.
And they cut the muffler off and that's the build.
Put a straight piped or whatever that squiggly pipe is underneath the thing. No, it's not straight piped. It's got bends to it.
Oh, man.
I had a straight pipe Mustang once and that was bad. I don't recommend it.
Was it that notch that you had?
I had a 2013 Mustang GT with no exhaust on it, and I do not recommend that, and I apologize to everyone that lived in Whatcom County between 2017 and 2021, because I should be in jail with what I've done with that car. It'll go 180 miles an hour on the highway. I mean, don't ask me how I know. I mean, I didn't say that. It'll go 65 miles an hour on the highway.
It'll go whatever the speed limit the highway says at that moment.
I didn't do that.
It's like highway 120. Oh, it's speed limit.
Variable valve time. No, variable highway timing.
That makes no sense.
It's not supposed to.
Okay. Well, I can do the segment real quick. The segment that we were supposed to start. The one that this guy made the jingle for. It's called Customer States of the Week, Chris. Yes.
Shout out to Chris.
Customer states of the week, where we share the dumbest customer states that we've ever been
sent. I forgot about that, but I remember some.
We got to have photographic evidence.
I don't have photographic evidence, but I remember that some guy pulled into our parking lot with a 98 BMW that was literally in flames. And he was like, he came in the showroom and he was like, hey, hello, I have a car that's on fire in the parking lot. And then he pointed to it
actively.
And I was just in the office, like getting water or something. I was like, there is a car on fire in our parking lot. And that guy was like, my car's on fire. I'm like, what the fuck? Why are you here? We like ran out with a fire extinguisher and put it out.
That sounds like a mess.
And then we had to fix it. It melted the whole intake. It was some shop fixed it and they didn't click the fuel line on all the way, so the fuel line just came off and fucking got fuel all over the exhaust, and then it caught on fire.
Nice.
And then it melted the intake and a bunch of shit on the
BMW moment.
Well, I mean, it's not really the car's fault. It's a fucking idiot that worked on it.
Yeah.
It wasn't me.
What did you find out if it was a dealer that they took it to before?
No, it was just a shop down the street. It was actually the shop that condemned my Saab.
Oh, sick.
Yeah.
So that 900?
Yeah. That's the
that you're still driving.
Well, I mean, I'm not driving it now because it's broken.
Oh.
I mean, it's a soft.
You started it and it moved.
I started it and it moved. We can drive it when we get back.
That sounds amazing with what you just said.
It didn't catch on fire. That car's never been on fire. Not that I know of.
There's a lot of things that have happened unprecedented this weekend, so I don't know if that's a good idea. You know what I mean? Anyway, we can drive it. Anyway.
I don't know. We're still alive.
Yeah. It's still alive.
It'll be alive until it's not.
Yeah. Anyway, the customer states for this week. I have it here. I had it coming to the shop last Tuesday before I left.
Tuesday.
Yes. So the customer states for this one, I think it came from the same service advisor of the last customer states of the week that we did. Because this one says, customer states that replace rear ride height replace need to recalibration. I'm not joking.
Customer states that replace rear ride height replace need to recalibrate. Fucking, you have a bad service writer, dude. There is nothing worse than working at a shop with a fucking bad service writer. Oh my god. Customer states brakes. Customer states wheel wobble. Customer states car don't start.
I've had that before.
Yeah.
No start.
Well, yeah, like no start. You're like, okay, I got enough information to go out there with like a jump pack.
Yeah.
And you go out and you find the light switch is just off.
The best one, customer states noise.
Noise. Yeah, like driving.
Waiter. Waiter noise.
Sometimes in morning.
Tell them to stop waiting.
That's the thing, like, because I work at a Mercedes shop, anytime we get a waiter in, I'm like, don't you have a golf course to go to? Like, why are you waiting at, like, a Toyota dealership?
They should just make a golf course combination Mercedes dealership.
I think that exists. I would imagine in Augusta, Georgia, that's a thing. Because that's where the Masters is. You don't watch golf at all.
Take my Mercedes.
I don't fucking know anything about golf. I don't even know the rules. You hit ball in hole. I don't know. Golf is
hit ball with stick, lowest score win.
I like to drive the golf cart.
Yeah.
I like the car.
I mean, the one underneath that says that left front low beam out check now open.
I mean, that's better.
Anyway, that was customer safety of the week.
Cool. Well, does he have one?
No.
Do you remember one?
No.
Fuck.
We put too much faith in him.
God fucking damn. I haven't been to work in like 4 days. I don't remember.
Anyway, how many of you guys actually listen to the podcast? Like, raise your hand.
Raise your hand if you... Hey!
Hey! Hey! What's up?
That's more people than I thought would show up.
I didn't think anyone was going to show up. There were just going to be random people.
How many people don't
want
to listen?
A lot. Everybody.
Pretty much everyone that's alive, honestly. Yeah. Like, everyone in all of history, except for some of the people that are here.
You're getting a... What's the word?
You listen?
No, I'm listening right now.
Oh, hey.
I mean, that's a fair point.
True. I mean, I guess we all are, technically.
Everyone here is a new listener as of right now.
New listener interaction portion. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Nice. Good job. Do it again.
We can go into the Patreon responses. Patreon.
We have a Patreon.
Yeah, we have a Patreon.
We have a Patreon.
Go and support us if you want. That is completely optional. We are not making you do this.
It's not a threat.
Well, I mean, we're not really making anyone do anything. Yeah, we're making everybody listen to this.
Right now, yeah.
Right
that's
now. But,
this is unsolicited for people who are here that don't know who we are. Because this wasn't advertised, except for on our social medias.
True. So if you're just here and don't care about us...
I mean, they could just leave if they don't want to.
But that's fine.
On our Patreon, our premium members get to participate in a specific listener interaction segment that is just for them. And we're going to start
special.
Off...
Special.
Yes, we have 15 responses.
Special.
Which is why we're starting now. So the first response goes to Mojo Nixon Gaming F1. If you're here and I say your name, scream.
Stirworks.
Mojo Nixon Gaming says, I am from Central North Carolina, Hail.
Sorry.
And we have a lot of diversity mixed with a few squatted trucks.
Oh, no.
Being from close to Central North Carolina. Fayetteville, North Carolina is close to Central in that area. It's south of Raleigh, 1 hour away.
Places.
Yes, there's... Before that law went into effect, you would see 5 a day.
Law? If you drive a squatted truck,
so squatted trucks are now against the law. If it's too squatted...
I thought it was always against the law.
Not before the pandemic.
Because here, when you see a squatted truck, it's usually towing a ratted-out fucking camper.
It's functional, yes.
Yeah, but like...
These were on purpose.
Oh. Driving down the road with a bunch of shit in the bed.
Yeah.
Towing a fucking crappy RV around here.
Well, that's just because it had bad suspension and it was overloaded. This one was on purpose. There's no cargo and it was like...
Why would you do that?
Because there's... It's like North Carolina.
That's all there is to do
with the Carolina squat.
I don't know.
It's from there.
I'm not from the Northeast.
That's not the Northeast.
I don't know.
North Carolina's not the Northeast.
Okay. Is it the South?
But yeah, before the law went into effect, there was a ton of those.
Where the hell? I know where it was.
Yeah.
What?
He was looking for
talking.
Okay. But yes, there is a lot of diversity. The only thing about, like I said, Fayetteville is domestic muscle cars and Gixxer 1000s everywhere.
Join the military and get a free Gixxer 1000 and a Dodge Challenger.
It's not free.
No. Well, free. Yeah, freedom ain't free, brother.
Premium member, forced user. Just died over there. Unfortunately, a whole lot of G37 Edgar memes. Too many Stance Infinities with mismatched panels. He's from San Diego.
For a moment.
San Diego.
Who?
Oh.
Complete opposite side of the country.
God damn it.
Premium member Ford Tech, $13.97. Orlando is much better, but back in Chicago, it was a bunch of broccoli head teens and V6 fart can Chargers, Ultimas, Mustangs, and G35s trying to do donuts and takeovers.
That's just kind of here, too, though.
Apparently a lot more in Chicago.
Go to Tacoma.
Tacoma.
Sometimes they turn, like, they shut the Tacoma Narrows bridge down and do burnouts on the Tacoma Narrows.
That doesn't sound like it should be a thing.
No, it's super illegal.
Yeah.
Yeah, clearly it's illegal. Super like, illegal. Yeah, they just block the highway and they just do whatever the fuck they want. Yeah. I don't like that. And that's where the car culture is heading.
You continue.
I want to be a part of that.
Yeah. He continues, just mention Lower Wacker. People from Chicago will know what I mean.
I'm not from Chicago. I know they do their chili weird there.
Yeah.
They like put spaghetti on it.
They do thick pizza.
Oh, Skyline. I've been to Skyline.
It's Detroit.
Skyline chili is good. It tastes like it has pepper pumpkin spice. Pumpkin spice. It tastes like it has pumpkin spice in it. Have you ever had spaghetti that has pumpkin spice in it?
No, that sounds awful.
What the fuck is
that?
That's what it tastes like. 100%. I guarantee you that's what it tastes like.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Spaghetti with chili sauce, and it tastes like it has pumpkin spice in it. That's a Skyline chili.
I don't want to be
that. Sounds like a horrible experience.
It was all right.
I wish I was the person before.
I don't know. Is that what fucking Skyline chili tastes like? I've never had Skyline chili before.
Yeah, I might have.
Who here has had Skyline chili?
In Washington?
No. No one has that. We don't have that here. That's
premium member Yeller Jeep TJ says in upstate New York, Jeeps are really big, or are a really big thing here with clubs like the 80K Jeepers.
Upstate? I don't know. I've never been to upstate New York.
So a lot of Jeeps in upstate New York.
I feel like there's just a lot of Jeeps everywhere.
There's more so in New York.
A lot of them.
Yeah.
Another reason not to go to New York.
There. Yeah. Well, we're taking their word for it. That's the thing. That's what we have to do, at least at this point. Unless they're here, they can make their case. Maybe.
Probably not.
Okay. Premium member, moderately cool guy, says living in the middle of Nebraska. Didn't you say Nebraska?
Nebraska.
Yeah. Living in the middle of Nebraska, it's pretty much just classic American muscle owned by older guys, but thankfully not a lot of, not the awful pretentious kind. I have a 77 Thunderbird that I daily, and the guys are super nice and love talking about how they had one or knew someone that had one in high school. That's at least at the shows anyway.
That's every experience of, like, if I ever drive my, I have a Buick Roadmaster Woody Wagon, and everyone that,
it's
like,
outside.
It's out. Yeah, it's out front. I drive that car around,
he's gonna go key it now.
Don't. Please don't. I like that car. Every time I drive everywhere in that car, like, I'll go to a gas station, someone will just, like, put their hand on my shoulder and be like, I remember back in the day when I had one of these with my 17 children.
This shoulder touch is unconsensual.
I was like, hey, I was like, do you want to leave me alone?
Premium member Sushi Sausage says, a lot of kids rev-bombing crotch rockets and too many burble poppers. That was hard to read. Keep anything legit, safe, and respectful for a car meet. I've distanced myself from all of it, but it leaves me without car buddies. That's unfortunately the case for a lot of places. It's just been completely overrun by dumb teenagers.
Yeah, well, teenagers are just teenagers. I mean, I was fucking dumb when I was a teenager, too.
We all were.
I cut the exhaust of my 1986 Ford F-150 when I was a teenager, and then I got a ticket for having no exhaust on a 1986 Ford F-150.
I thought a 2000 Monte Carlo SS was a race car.
I mean, you had a fucking Intimidator Monte Carlo. That's like,
it wasn't an Intimidator. Wasn't it was just a regular SS.
That's still cool. I mean it's
stupid,
was cool,
but when cool. I hit the brakes in a panic brake situation,
it goes like this. That's just the W platform GM goodness. The drum brakes do nothing.
It explains a lot, actually. Drum brakes in the back.
That thing had drum brakes on it?
I'm not surprised if it did.
I have a lot of drum brakes. I have 9 cars.
You're the drum brake guy.
I think every car I have has drum brakes in the back.
Being a Mercedes tech, I can't relate.
Drums are bad.
Drums are bad. Guy.
Rip that shit off and put discs on there. No, I think I got a car with disc brakes in the back. I don't know. I've got a Honda Fit.
I got a headache. I don't know where. Anyway.
That don't happen. That's lame.
I'm going to just randomly pass out from a brain hemorrhage one night. Just because I have
what?
A car.
What?
That's what the headache feels like.
I'm going to die.
Eli Hip, premium member Eli Hip says, I live in Metro Detroit. Lots of buy here, pay here crap. Good amount of new and old muscle cars, lots of Hellcats. Lifted trucks, Jeeps, Broncos are also super common. Euros are pretty popular, but not to the extent of domestic cars. Sounds about for Detroit.
Yeah, Detroit, I mean, I've never been to Detroit, but I know that Detroit has a really heavy, like, the big three car culture there. Like, traditional, like, cars that were built in Detroit, obviously.
America.
Yeah. They got the factories that built them back in the day there, so obviously they're going to be more of, like, a cool thing. Like, Japanese cars in Japan are cool. What?
Camcorder battery check.
It's full.
Full.
Okay. Full. How's cool. The phone doing?
It's phoning.
All right.
All right, premium member Nick Toomey.
Shout out to Apple for making a cool phone.
Hell yeah. Premium member Nick Toomey says, also Metro Detroit here. Classic muscle cars in are the norm at car shows and meets. I tend to hang out with older crowds anyway, so that might be why. Although there's a growing group of Japanese import lovers in the Downriver area.
Cool.
That's pretty cool.
I feel like one of the biggest, like, components of the JDM car culture here is literally just the import guys in Ferndale.
Yeah.
Like,
we need to go see them.
We will see them. If you don't know, up in Ferndale, there is a JDM car importer, or actually, they import cars from anywhere, called the Import Guys. And if you want a Japanese car, you want a van, you want a K-truck, go to Dylan Kane at the Import Guys, and he will hook you up.
Free advertisement.
Shout out to the Import Guys. They helped me get a Suzuki Cappuccino a few years ago, and that was the best car I ever had. And now it's gone.
Even better than the Fit?
I mean, the Honda Fit is the greatest car ever made, but the Cappuccino was a better driving experience.
Ah.
For sure. I spun that car out on a bunch of on-ramps.
Of course.
You ever saw, like, actually, that car is still in town. If you ever see, like, a little tiny, like, red convertible, it's fucked up now. It used to be really nice. Like, I had it, and it was pristine, and now the guy that bought it, who lives in town, he fucking ruined it, and now it looks like crap. But anyway, that's a car I used to own.
Premium member Horsepower Geek didn't tell us where he is. Eastern Idaho. There it is. It's in the middle of the paragraph. Okay.
Potato land.
I myself tend to be in the more American classic car scene with the older guys because that's where I grew up with my grandfather and all. Even with that, though, some of the bigger car shows here in eastern Idaho have a larger mix with some JDM and supercars.
It's
still mostly American.
Mostly. Steal your beer.
That's fine.
I wasn't listening.
Okay. premium member Meep, but in Japanese.
Oh, I love that guy.
That's literally what it says.
What if it says something else?
No, I translated it. It says Meep, but in Japanese. In Japanese.
But in Japanese?
Yes.
The whole thing.
Because it was just Meep.
Interesting.
In kanji or whatever. I said kanji and it was like, it's wrong. But
kanji.
Yeah. Meep but in Japanese says quite a few sporty trims of NPC cars. Quite a few classics, but primarily American muscle cars. Where are you from? You didn't even say
what's
where you're from.
What's an NPC car?
That's like no name US.
Like a Tesla Model 3?
Probably. Anyway, premium member Ashton Green says the car scene in Utah is actually shockingly good.
Agree.
Okay.
The people in Utah do not know how to drive a car, but they have some cool cars. I saw a GTR with a parachute on it in downtown Salt Lake, and I was like, that car has a parachute on it. That's probably a little bit faster than my Honda Fit.
Just a little.
Just a little bit, you know.
There's a lot of exotics.
Oh, we got a note.
What do we got?
A note.
Love podcast. My name is DJ.
Should we read it? Should we read it out loud?
Are we allowed to read it out loud?
Are we allowed to read it?
Are we allowed to read it out loud? Okay. When I was 18, I had my first car that was a 98 Volkswagen Jetta. It was one of the best cars I ever had, but when I was working for the dry cleaner at the Guide Meridian,
or the car wash,
where the car wash is, I came out and someone took my fine... Okay.
I'm not gonna help.
Someone took my tire off and put their busted tire underneath. What would have prevented that? A gun.
No. Don't shoot people.
That was the perfect answer.
Wheel locks?
Wheel
I don't know what if someone's gonna steal a wheel off a 98 Jetta, then they could just have it. I mean, like wheel locks, like a lot of crackheads don't really know how to deal with wheel locks. Like,
shit.
Like, you can go to O'Reilly's and get like a gorilla wheel lock set, and for a
it'll probably work.
07? Oh, that changes things. Damn, that was like a pre-depression theft. That's weird. Like a pre-recession.
08?
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, Obama.
Pre-depression. Let's see. Going back to action.
Wheel locks. That's what we're probably. Yeah, I mean, locks. Wheel locks and a taser.
Yeah. Bear spray.
Chris is like, Jesus Christ.
There's a lot of exotics, classic American tuner cars, hyper cars, etc.
Where?
Utah. This is a Utah.
Yeah, Utah.
I'm actively typing this from a roll racing event at Utah Motorsports campus.
I hope he's not driving.
I'm typing this on the tree right now.
The lights are yellow. premium member Luna Cat Eye says, here in Casper, Wyoming, it's a lot of classic American steel with a side of tuner / JDM, Subaru WRX primarily, and a sprinkling of lifted trucks and a dash of Euro.
It sounds like it's the same. It sounds like normal car.
Yeah, that's just kind of normal.
It's like everything. You just listed everything.
There's a point where you start going east and you just get to a point where there's just no more Subarus.
There's still a lot of Subarus in the DC area.
Well, yeah, because it snows a lot. I guess it snows a lot in the Midwest.
With all the
stuff
shit
too,
on it.
But there's no, like, mountains in Nebraska. Yeah. So, like, there's no...
A lot of wilderness outbacks.
So you're saying the Midwest, there's no Subarus, and then more...
Not really, but I mean, like... Subarus are really good at getting up, like, hills in the snow. I mean, any car can drive flat ground on the snow.
Yeah.
Like, anything. Just get snow tires.
The tires.
Get the tires. Get Michelin Cross Climate 2s. They are good in the snow.
The Costco tires.
I bought a set for my Forester, and they're really good. And I sold my Subaru.
I have a set on my E350.
They are good.
Mercedes-Benz E350.
I thought you had different... I thought we talked about it. They weren't the same.
What?
I thought they were different tires.
No.
They looked like the tires.
So I've had Falcon Eurowinters on it before.
Uh-huh.
But those were run flats. And that car's not designed to have run flats.
Snow tires?
Run flats are dumb.
What kind of scam artist created that?
It was terrible.
I've seen more sidewall blowouts on run flats than any other tire for some reason.
Because people think they can run over pot.
I've worked on so many cars like that have been in for just regular maintenance, and it has run flats that have zero PSI in them. Because they're just a tire that looks completely fine and normal and inflated.
And the car doesn't have TPMS.
And the car doesn't have TPMS that relies off of pressure, relies off of like the circumference of the tire, and the car just doesn't see that the tires are any smaller, so it never turns the tire light on. So you're just driving on flat tires.
But yeah, last winter I put the...
Why did my tire explode?
Last winter I put the... Michelin's on
Cross Climate 2s.
Yes.
The tires.
And
I love those.
Been fantastic.
They're like, good tires.
They're really good. Police 428 premium Washington member says, pretty diverse living in the middlemen of New York City and the upstate area. Ranges from well-kept classics to high-end supercars. It's pretty much.
Why would you own a supercar in upstate New York?
Ask the people who own supercars.
I think there's a lot of really... I mean, upstate New York is like a completely different place than New York City. Yeah. I've never been there or anywhere near there. Actually, the nearest I've been to New York is... Omaha, Nebraska. Actually,
nowhere near.
Des Moines, Idaho. Iowa.
Still nowhere near.
Iowa.
I can't wait to take
the
McLaren
and stop
traffic in downtown. That's so much fun.
Do you know where...
That's not upstate New York.
Do you know where Mercedes-Benz in Manhattan is?
In Manhattan?
Yes. There is a period of time of 30 minutes where you can maybe do a test drive.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then people live there with supercars that want to go fast, and so you're in the city.
Yeah.
You can't do anything.
The shop is like three stories underground. It's nuts.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm never working there. premium member Masonite 500 says, rural Nevada is nothing but muscle cars and trucks.
Rural.
newer ones, late 90s to present, you'll see driving around town with classics added in at proper car shows. With mining money, you will see some fun builds, though.
An old mining money?
Mining money.
What the fuck can you mine?
I don't
minerals.
Know. Minerals.
Desert, nowadays?
Desert stuff. I don't know.
Desert rock?
Yeah. An old co-worker has a 2014 Mustang GT he twin-turboed.
Wow, that sounds fast.
Yeah.
I had a 2013 Mustang GT. Yes. That was a cool car.
Our final Patreon response comes from Canute Joel 0319 that I know is here.
Hey, there he is. Shout out to the podcast premium members.
Yeah. There's a lot of different groups, Mopar trucks, muscle guys, Euro guys, but my personal favorite is the JDM guys. Decent car shows, but every year seems to be the same cars. I recently have been more interested in racing my car and autocross, so I'm learning about the racing side of the scene. Racers seem to be a lot more fun than the show people, in my opinion. 100% agree. Like, racers always are willing to, like, share stuff.
Yeah. The
car show guys are, like, gatekeeping.
Well, car show guys literally just sit behind their cars and then they're like, don't go near it. Like, at a car show.
Don't breathe.
But, like, every single autocross I've ever been to, people are like, you want to drive my car? I'm like, sure. Like, if you go to like Evergreen Autocross down in
Monroe,
yeah. You go to Monroe, Evergreen Speedway, and the autocross there is great. You don't have to shill cones. It's fucking awesome. The Chuck and Nut Sports Car Club in town here, they do some cool stuff. The course is not nearly big enough. But, I mean, for like what kind of car are you autocrossing?
94 Civic.
Huh?
94 Civic.
Hell yeah, good choice. You gotta put a B motor in there.
B motor.
Nice. Which one?
B1.
Hey, I got one of those.
Does it have the swing wing with the afterburners?
No.
You said B1.
Honda Civic motor.
Plain joke. Anyway.
I got the joke, Eric. Don't worry.
Thank you, buddy. Anyway, that was all of our responses from our premium Patreon members, so thank you for your generous support of this dumbass show.
Now the cesspool of the Instagram.
Yeah, we're going to go to the Instagram responses now.
We can maybe take questions from the audience when we're done.
Well, yeah, that's what was advertised.
Like this audience.
That's what was advertised.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just here.
We're definitely doing that. Anyway, over there on our Instagram page, which is at FlagTimePodcast, if any of you have Instagrams and you want to follow us on. We always highlight the first response as tradition. And the first response is from the Knight Buick.
Ooh, I have one of those.
I wonder what he drives.
Right. Anyway, they say Casper, Wyoming has a lot of twugs, diesels, classics, and weirdly a lot of JDM.
What was that first one?
Like twugs.
Twugs.
T-W-U-G-S.
I gang, I guess.
There's a lot of Dodge Ram 1500s.
I got a Dodge Ram 1500.
They all have cracked exhaust leaks.
I got a truck that's taller than my kid.
I hope it is.
I can't see my son from the bumper.
Barbara, I accidentally ran over my son with a Dodge again. My dad ran me over with a Dodge Ram when I was little.
In front of my Dodge.
You got a Dodge Ram 1500.
You got a 2500.
Oh, sorry, 2500. Did you know that the Dodge Ram 2500 is the vehicle with the most? What is the statistic?
The most pedestrian
deaths? The people with the most DUIs in America own Dodge Ram 2500s. Is that true?
It's bright red.
It's red. Yeah, I got a DUI and a Dodge Ram 1500. Oh, 2500. Sorry.
The next response.
You buy a Dodge Ram 1500 in Texas, you get a free gun.
Get a free gun and cracked exhaust manifold.
So I worked at a Honda dealership that had a Ram dealership right next door. And every single Ram on the park in the lot, like we had 2023 Rams that wouldn't sell because nobody wants to buy a fucking new Ram.
Yeah.
That just had, like, you started a new Ram with 4 miles on it in the park. Well, it has like 50 miles because, like, the salesman borrowed them. They have like spots on the ground where they've been parked for fucking 2 years. And they got like flat tires and shit.
Yeah.
But a lot of times the Rams with the gas motors will crack the exhaust manifolds from new.
Specifically the passenger.
Because like the cars with the same engines will not crack the manifolds because the manifolds are like kind of tucked in the car.
Right.
But since the Rams have a huge engine bay, there's a lot of air moving around in there. They cool off really fast. So they crack really fast.
Oh.
And the engineers that built the engines forgot how to do metallurgy or
whatever. They didn't realize heat cycles.
They didn't realize that the exhaust manifolds crack.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh, man, this thing goes from hot to cold a lot.
The best football team on the West Coast.
I don't watch football.
You say the Texas Raptors.
The Dodge Ram plays the best football in the world.
Instagram user Logan the Car Guy says truck.
I don't know. The Instagram answers are always like
they're just like one word.
Corvettes. Like, let me see this.
Marty McFly 12 says Corvettes.
Dude, Marty McFly. I saw that movie. Off-brand Initial D vibes.
Say their names.
Oh, sorry. Let me find a good one.
The names are the funniest part.
_ Ratatat. Ratat. Rystat says Rystat Corsas and Fiat 128s because Argentinian cars are absolute dog shit.
We have an Argentinian listener.
Hell yeah. Fuck it. Shout out to Argentina. What's going on? I don't even know what's going on. I just said balls.
You said balls. That's the car scene here?
User little _ Lancer _ VIs said Australia, a Toyota Camry, an overhyped JDM. A Toyota Camry and an overhyped JDM and a...
And Ford.
This is written up weird. I don't know how to talk.
And Ford AU Falcon.
And Ford.
Tearing its tires up.
I mean, the AU Falcon's cool.
I like the U... I'm a big fan of the U.
It's not a Falcon.
Yeah, it is.
Hi.
Y'all having fun yet? We have 15 minutes left of this shit.
Of course.
Ladies and gentlemen. Chocolate starfish.
Get the fuck up.
Morgan Jacobson says, close to Omaha, a mix of good and bad.
Omaha.
Nebraska.
Nebraska is a common...
We have a lot of listeners there, which is strange.
I should have... I mean, I had... My messages are just full. And I was on my trip and, like, stressed out about timing the entire time because right. I went on this cross-country trip, right? Yeah, and I didn't realize that all of the speed limits... past Idaho are 80 plus.
Yep.
And I'm driving a Honda Fit with like 700 pounds of shit in the back. So we're driving like 60 on the highway.
That's all it can do.
In the right lane. Well, it gets like 45 miles a gallon at 60, and then it gets 25 at 80. So it's like, yeah.
25 isn't even bad though.
In a Honda Fit it is.
For a 10 gallon tank, yeah, that's terrible.
10 gallon tank moment.
Well, I mean, the Mustang's got a 12 gallon.
Yeah, but a Mustang's a Mustang and not a Honda Fit.
Mercedes have a 22 gallon tank. Get on my level.
Well, look at you.
Sedan.
22 gallon. I think the Buick's got a like an 18 gallon tank.
That's hilarious.
The Explorer's got a bigger gas tank.
It's an Explorer. Yeah. That's an SUV.
Explore my balls.
Hell yeah.
Anyway.
Let's see. Instagram user Tom Zernick. Okay.
Every single Instagram username is just made up of usernames that were taken originally, and then the person that made the name they want is like, yeah I'm going to make a name that nobody wants.
With number.
Yes. Aussie teens who just got their license doing burnouts at every meet with Clap Holdens. Clapped.
I would love a Holden.
Holdens are awesome.
They made a Holden Suburban.
Oh, yeah. I know the Chevy SS is just a Holden Commodore.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's a Holden SS or whatever the fuck.
I want it to be a Commodore, so that's just what it is in my head.
You can buy a Chevy Caprice PPV. And, they're... I think almost the entire drivetrain is made out of parts from the
SS.
Sick. SS is
and they're a fraction of the price.
The SS is an LS3. The
or you can buy a wrecked one and take the motor out, put it in a Chevy.
The it has one more number in the
motor.
It's got a bigger number.
SS.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway.
The SS had a 6.2. The Caprice is a 6.0.
I don't fucking
Instagram users, Fad Venturer.
Huh?
What?
SFAD. Fad Venturer 6. Says it's a mixture of everything, off-roaders, tuners, exotics, and high-end. Where?
Where? It's just, where I live has cars.
Customer states, customer states. Did you know?
Barbuda.
Customer states, cars broken, need fix. It's like those, well, like an early 2000s Prius when the hybrid system goes down, it says problem on the center screen. And you scan it and it says like hybrid system critical failure or something.
So and what how like, fix?
Battery.
Good to know.
Expensive battery.
Yes. We got another Canute Joel response. He did both of them. Where?
He's in the potty.
Okay.
Well, you, well wait, wait.
Holy shit.
Well, wait.
Holy shit.
Hey, get out of the bathroom. Hurry up. We're waiting for you.
I mean, wait. Let me
do a different one now.
You're giving him stress.
Piss. Stress, piss.
Stress shit.
Bastard. Come on, come on.
Waiter's gonna wait.
Get a waiter oil. You got a waiter oil change at 11:59. That sucks.
I got a waiter check engine light at 4:30 p.m.
Yeah, they're waiting. Can you just clear the codes?
No, it'll come right back. Instagram user Cyan Lion says, "Idiots! Baltimore has kind of clout has kind of a clout chaser scene, and honestly, it's awful."
I mean, it's Baltimore.
Yeah, I live an hour away from that.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no.
You keep saying sorry. You're like everywhere that's in every
where do
place
you live?
Sucks.
I live Houston.
Sorry,
he lives in Texas. Boo. People want to live in Texas out of necessity.
Out of necessity?
Yeah, because it's cheap.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, I live here because I wanted
to. I don't know. Texas is cool. Everywhere in this fucking country is cool, honestly.
Canute Joel's back. Anyway,
all of America.
Instagram user cool this time, Canute Joel 0319 says, lots of Insta360 cameras on normal traffic cars.
That makes me so angry.
I saw an Insta360 camera on a U-Haul van the other day, and I was like,
why?
I don't know. I think it was like not a U-Haul van. Because you can take those Ford Transit vans and put a Coyote in them and make them really, really horrifically fucking fast.
Ford modular motor.
I know.
Hey, you want to bolt a GT500 engine into a van, you can do that.
You can. You can do anything you want if you have a plasma cutter, a welder.
Not even. You just need, like, maybe custom motor mounts, and that's it. It'll just bolt to the frame.
Yeah, just, like, make it work and then wire it up, and it'll work.
So he's just racing.
Make the gas tank connect to the motor, and then it'll work.
The existence of that 360 camera on that U-Haul implies that there's an Instagram or a TikTok page where there's just a U-Haul truck racing people.
Or it was just somebody moving across the country. It could have just
See,
been normal and completely fine.
That's less interesting.
I like the fast one.
I want
to
see.
I like to make up stories in my head and then project them. That's what I like to do to make myself feel better.
Yeah. That was actually all of our Instagram responses.
That's it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Let me see if I missed any.
Whatever. I mean, like.
Oh, there's one more. Instagram user Aiden E.
Aiden E. Aiden E.
Y.
Underscore 2008. Awesome.
Is 2008 your birth year? Anyway.
That's crazy. You were born then. Wow.
Slammed.
You were born. Cringe.
Slammed pickups and Edgars. What's an Edgar?
Edgar is like
a man.
It's like the Hispanic kids with the bowl cuts.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Oh, I've seen that meme.
That's a.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Hey, Siri, what's an Edgar?
It's like a high taper fade with a bowl cut.
Theory, what's an Edgar?
So it's a racist joke.
Kinda, yeah.
No.
It's the same thing as like the broccoli kids.
Well, that, yeah.
An Edgar is a hairstyle that has short sides, back and top.
Okay.
Oh, it's gone. Okay.
Apple moment.
Sick. It was just like, you're done reading this, right? Okay, bye.
You get 2 nanoseconds. Oh, there we go. Guitars and Cars 13. Did I already say that?
I gotta pee.
Go pee. We can handle it.
No, I'll wait.
Okay.
I'll wait.
Guitars and Cars 13 says, too many guys ripping Hellcats. Actual cool guys are kind of rare, sadly.
Hellcats were cool, and then everybody got one, and then it's like, cool, it's just regular trap right now.
Yeah. Hellcats are cool. I appreciate that a car company actually made a really
That's cool.
Regular car.
Yeah.
And they're not too expensive, but, I mean, they became expensive after everybody started stealing them. They were like, wow, you can just steal them. They're like free.
You can just steal them.
Yeah, but don't do that.
Yeah, because you just
don't steal a car. Do not steal anything unless it's from corporations. That's fine. You can do that. Don't do that. For legal reasons, that was a joke.
Timer says 4 minutes.
Do we want to do like an audience interaction portion?
He's giving us the time thing.
Yeah. Are we supposed to leave now? Get your shit and get out of here.
Hell yeah. Well, anyway, that was this episode of the Flat Time Podcast. This is the end of the first ever live recording we've ever done.
Yeah.
So,
thanks.
History will determine if it's good or not.
Thanks for letting us be here. Yes, and thank you, everyone, for being here, genuinely.
Thank you for coming.
Sorry if it was boring and stupid, but
we had some laughs.
I laughed a little bit.
Yes.
Patreon.com/flagtimepodcast is where you can see the uncut and unedited video version of this live episode. And we want to thank every single one of our premium members for getting us to this point. Hilariously. Forced User, Ashton Green, Sports Cars of Sumas, Spencer Delfo, Luna Cat Eye, MacDonald Borger, Devin Newby, Vubula, Ansel Fuji, Mopar 1966, Kyle Olson 25, Eli Hip, Mississippi King, JJ the Tech, Hal, Moderately Cool Guy, Sushi Sausage, Elysium Darkness, Police 428, Mojo Nixon Gaming F1, Nick Toomey, John Montague, 1996, Honda Civic, Chrysler Connection, Horsepower Geek, The Big Maple, Meep But in Japanese, Polyester 69, Nathan, Big Blue Cat, 2004 Volkswagen Polo, Dog Milk 53, Stirworks, Savage Actual 556, Love Joe Bacon, Yeller Jeep TJ, Canute Joel 0319, Sassiest Spoon 696969, Felipe Henriquez, Refamous, and Ben Bikes for Beer. Thank you so much for your generous contributions to this dumbass show.
Anyway, well, we'll be right here if you guys want to talk to us. So
I forgot my weed pen. That's why I'm not normally funny.
All right, we'll see you guys in the next episode. Okay, bye.
Bye. Outro song.